can't take the lulav on the first day of Shabbos. Rashi, l'detu nama l'dochi, sh'alasos yisroel agudis agudis, v'niru k'shtei teris, l'didan l'dochi lulav Shabbos. Since l'maisa in chutz l'oritz, we can't take the lulav the first day of Sukkot, even when it comes out on Shabbos. So what did in Eretz Yisrael also? That's the loch in Eretz Yisrael. When the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, then now let us take the lulav. But not to make shtei agudas two different, like looks like two different terrors. Agudas, agudas. But the more of Yela Kasha, Hani Tati, now we're back to original Kasha. We originally said not like this. Before we learned that in Eretz Yisrael, you were allowed to take the lulav on Shabbos. Because one brisa there said, they used to bring the El Kasha, Hani Tati, the Tony Chad, the one brisa before said, Kol Hayoy Malichines, Kol Hom Malichines Lulveyem Laharabayis. It says there that when Shabbos came out, the first day Sukkot, they used to bring the lulav to the Beis Hamikdash before Shabbos. V'tan yidach, another brisa said, LeBeis HaKnesses. So mashma, what does it mean LeBeis HaKnesses? That there's no Beis Hamikdash. Or matasinu, we said before, kan bizman she Beis Hamikdash kayim, kan bizman shein Beis Hamikdash kayim. So before we brought a raya that even bizman is there, when we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, still in Eretz Yisrael, you are allowed to take the lulav on Shabbos. That's why the brisa says, malich LeBeis HaKnesses. You can bring the lulav to shul before Shabbos. Why? Because on Shabbos there is a mitzvah to use the lulav, even though there's no Beis Hamikdash kayim. So how could you tell me now in Eretz Yisrael they don't take the lulav on Shabbos? Here the bright is mashma, yes, they do take the lulav on Shabbos. So more of the terrors, no. Idi v'yidi bizman she Beis Hamikdash kayim. Hatei, both these brights are talking about only bizman the Beis Hamikdash was here. At that time you were allowed to take the lulav on Shabbos. For like Kasha, Kan b'migdash kan b'gvulav. It wants to teach us that even bizman they had the Beis Hamikdash, you're allowed to do it not only in the Beis Hamikdash, but even outside the Beis Hamikdash b'gvulav. Even in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, also you're allowed to take the lulav then, but only when bizman there's the Beis Hamikdash. Ma'ashenke bizman there's no Beis Hamikdash. Now that the corner is, since in Chutz Loritz we're not allowed to take the lulav, because we don't know for sure which day is Sukkot. We don't know 100%. Like Tosfos says, it's a gzeirah that maybe we'll come to forget to know exactly which day of Sukkot. So therefore, now we can't take the lulav on Shabbos. So who are doing that? So also, they don't take the lulav even on Shabbos. It comes out the first day of Sukkot. Omalei Abaye L'Rova. Mai Shino Lulav. Di Avdinen Le'Shiva Zeich L'Migdash. How come the Maisa now in Chutz Loritz or outside the Beis Hamikdash, we do lulav all 7 days? Even though midiraisa, the mitzvah lulav is only the first day. Only in the Beis Hamikdash was there the mitzvah 7 days. But still, today, we take the lulav all 7 days to remind us what the mitzvah was in the Beis Hamikdash. The avdinen le'shiva zech le'migdash. U'maishinu arova le'avdinen le'shiva zech le'migdash. How come today also, why don't we take the arovas all 7 days? All 7 days of Sukkot, there should also be a mitzvah to hold the Aravis. Because bizman the Beis Hamikdash was kayim, there was a mitzvah midiraisa every single day to hold the Aravis. So how come today also? Why do we only do it one day, only on Hashanah Rabbah? Why don't we do it on all 7 days? Zech l'migdash. The same way we do the lulav, the same way that you read the mitzvah Rabbah also. So the answer is, Omalei, Hoyo v'yodem yotze yidei chavosoi b'yaravah sheb lulav. Since anyway, when we hold the lulav, we have inside the lulav the aravis. So since we have the aravis anyway inside the lulav, we have remembrance of the aravis anyway. So that's why we don't have to do it special every single day. Omalayahu mishum lulavu dekavid lei. That's no raya. The reason why the aravis in the lulav is al mitzvahs dalad minim. There's a mitzvah kachtul mechem priyei tzodar. You have to take the lulav, the hadasim, and the aravis. That's part of the mitzvah lulav. But what does that have to do with the mitzvah aravah? The mitzvah aravah was a special mitzvah. So why don't we do a mitzvah of the aravahs, zeich ha-lamigdash, every day of Sukkot? Tichy Tehme, maybe you want to tell me, to come out v'lei. First, what you do is pick up the lulav and be mekayim the mitzvah. For ho, the mat v'lei, and then you pick it up a second time. Zeich ha to the aravahs, for the gemara of ha-maisim v'chol yom, lo'kav didin hachim. First of all, there's no such minig. Everybody knows, like, there's maisim every day. We don't do that. We don't pick up the lulav twice. People pick it up once and that's all. So again, the kasher is, how come there's not a mitzvah to do the aravos all 7 days? Omer Rav Zvid, Mishmei the Rabba, Lulav the Araisa of Dinin Shiva, Zech Lemigdash. Arava the Rabbonin, Le'avdinin Lo, Shiva Zech Lemigdash.
In other words, lulav, that bigvulin outside the base of Mikdash, there is the mitzvah, midiraisa koponim, the first day. So since there's a shayach, a mitzvah, midiraisa, bigvulin, therefore we make a zechel Mikdash all 7 days, the bigvulin. Mashenke in our rovers, that there's no mitzvah at all, midiraisa, chutz from the base of Mikdash. Not even one day. Therefore, even though in the base of Mikdash itself, the mitzvah is midiraisa all 7 days, but since bigvulin outside the base of Mikdash, there's not even a mitzvah one day midiraisa, therefore the Rabbanan did not make a zecher on the Mikdash all 7 days. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf mem dalet. Again, from the 5 lines down. Omulay abayi l'rova. Today we know we take the lulav all 7 days of Sukkot, even though we're not in the base of Mikdash, and even though it's only one day midiraisa, still we do it all seven to remember the way it was in the base of Mikdash. In the base of Mikdash, the mitzvah was to take the lulav, all the dalad minim, all 7 days. O maishino, how come arova, our Indian that we do zeichel Mikdash of the arovis, le'avdina lo shiva. Zechel Mikdash. How come we don't hold the Arovas all 7 days to remember the way it was in the base of Mikdash? Like now we only do one day, just Hashanah Rabbah. How come we don't do it all 7 days the same way they did it in the base of Mikdash all 7 days? So Amalei, he answered back, his Rav answered back, Hoyil v'yodim yoytzi dechavosai v'yarovas shevelulav. The Terence says, yes, really we do hold the lulav, the Arovas, all 7 days. You know what? When we hold the lulav, in the lulav we have the arovis. So the arovis were mekayim the mitzvah of zeichel amigdash that they used to have the arovis there also. Omulei Abaye said back to him, Hahu mishum lulavu de kovid lei. No, that's not a zeichel remembrance of the mitzvah the way they used to have in the migdash. That's what we do. We hold the lulav because of the mitzvah of dalad minim. We have a mitzvah today to take the dalad minim. So even though outside the base of migdash is only the first day, we do it all 7 days to remember the way they used to take the lulav in the base of Mikdash all 7 days. But that we hold the lulav now, that's the zecher of the lulav that they held in the base of Mikdash. Not zecher the mitzvah arovis. So how could you say by holding the lulav we're mekayim the inyan of zecher for the arovis? So Amuleis, Rav said back, the magvilei, you pick it up once. And then you pick it up a second time, so the second time you're doing it, that should be a zecher l'shem mitzvah sarova. Tomorrow says no. V'maisim b'chol yoim d'loy k'avdim en hochi. We see every day people don't do that. People don't pick up the lulav twice. You pick it up once to do the mitzvah, and that's all. So the question is, how come there isn't a takona to take the arovis every day to remember the way they did it in the base of Mikdash? So he wants to enter, they pick up the lulav a second time, but we see we don't do that. That's not our minig either, to pick up the lulav a second time. So the question is, how come, why not? So Amalei Rav Zvid Mishmei Derovo. Lulav diyaraiso avdinon shiva zeichel amigdash. There's only a havamina now, this chilek. That lulav in the base of Migdash was midiraiso. So since the mitzvah was midiraiso all 7 days, therefore avdinon shiva zeichel amigdash. Now also, outside the base of Mikdash, we make a remembrance with the Rabbonin to take the lulav all 7 days, to remember the way they did it in the base of Mikdash. Marshenke in Arova, that there's a mitzvah to take the Arovas, even in the base of Mikdash, the Rabbonin, it's only with the Rabbonin that they did it all 7 days. Since it's only with the Rabbonin what they did in the base of Mikdash, we don't make now a remembrance of that mitzvah. Since that mitzvah was only with the Rabbonin, so now we don't make remembrance all 7 days. It's enough just to do it once. This is only the Havamina. Because we learned before about it's midiraisa, that in the base of Mikdash they used to take the Arovis all 7 days. So we'll see. So Mara says now, Laman, who do you want to give this answer according to? That you want to say Arovis in the base of Mikdash is not midiraisa, it's only midirabonin. Elai Mali Abishol, if you want to say this goes according to Abishol, Ha'omar, we learned before he said that the Postik says, Arve Nochal. It says, Aloshin Rabbim, Arve Nochal. You have to take the Arovas, the willow tree that grows near the Nachal, near the river. So, Ksiv. So it says, Arve Aloshin Rabbim, like two. So he learned Shtayim. There are two mitzvahs with the Arovas. Achas Lululuv. One mitzvah is to take it part of the Dalad Minim. Like part of the Lulav has to have the Arovas and the Adasim has to be tied together with the Lulav. That's one mitzvah Arovas. The Yachas, another mitzvah, is Lemigdash. In the base of Migdash, around the Mizbech, like we learned in the Mishnah, they used to put the Arovis around the base of Migdash, around the Mizbech. So you see, according to Abba Shol, clearly, it's Midiraisa. It's not a Rabbanan Dikalocha. That they have the Arovis around the Mizbech, he dashes the Postik. Of Arve Nocha, there are two mitzvahs in the Arovis. So Zichim Midiraisa. Elamai Ilu Rabbanan, you want to say good, not according to Abba Shol. According to Rabbanan Shita, it should, you want to say it's only Midirabbanan. So the Mar says, no. Hilchos HaGemirilo. That we have the Arovis in the Mesa Migdash, around the Mizbeach, that's also Midiraisa. It's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The Yomer Abasi Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Mishur Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Bekas Beis Chursan, that the Halacha is like this. Es and Etias. We spoke that once before. That this Halacha on Shviyas, the Halacha is, you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to plow the ground. There's a mitzvah Toisvah Shviyas, that means 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, also you're not allowed to plow the ground. That's Midiraisa. However, there's a new halacha, halacha Moshe Mitzinai, that if you have Es and Etias, you have 10 young trees growing there, in a land, in a space of land, that 50 yams by 50 yams, a beiso, the halacha is then you're allowed to plow around that whole ground. It's a whole field you could plow. If you have 10 young trees growing there, and it's spread out within 50 by 50 yams, that's called Es and Etias, that you're allowed to plow it these 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. You don't have a mitzvah place for Shvius on a case of Es and Etias. Vayta the loch of Arovah, like we're learning now, that in the Beis Hamikdash, around the Mizbech, they put the Arovis on the 7 days of Sukkot. V'nisa Chamayim, that is, there's a mitzvah, b'shas they brought the Korban HaTomid in the morning of every day of Sukkot. They had a special mitzvah of Nisa Chamayim, pouring the water. These three halachas are Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. These were halachas that were learned when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe by Sinai. These were taught to Moshe by Peh. But these are also called halachas midiraisa. It's called halacha Moshe Mitzinai. It also has the same din of a diraisa. So if so, both according to Abba Shol and both according to Rabbanan, the mitzvah of Arovis is midiraisa. So back to the kasha, how come we don't make a zech remembrance today, all 7 days of Sukkot? Why don't we take the Arovis now to remember the way they did it in the Beis Hamikdash? The same way we take the lulav all 7 days. So Gemara answers like this: Elo Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei the Rava Lulav the Yisle Ikam in Atayra Bigvulin Lulav that I call upon him one day. There's a mitzvah midiraisa outside the Beis Hamikdash to take the lulav. It's outside the Beis Hamikdash the first day. Olakachtem Lochem Bayoyim Harishim Priyet Sodor. The mitzvah to take the lulav the first day, that's midiraisa. Even Bigvulun, even Eretz Yisrael, no matter where you live, that's a mitzvah to take it the first day midiraisa. So since outside the Beis Hamikdash, there's a mitzvah called upon him one day midiraisa, therefore avdinan leishiva zech lemigdash. Therefore the rest of us, the other 6 days, we make a remembrance the way it is in the Beis Hamikdash, to do it all 7 days. It's midirabonin, you do it 7 days. Because I call upon him, there's one day midiraisa. Mashenke narovo, the mitzvah of Arovis, the last loika minatera bigvulin, that outside the Beis Hamikdash, there's no mitzvah midiraisa at all. Not even one day of Sukkot. The whole mitzvah midiraisa is only around the Mizbeach. In the Beis Hamikdash, you have the mitzvah all 7 days. But outside the Beis Hamikdash, there's not even the mitzvah one day. Therefore, lo yavdina and shiva zech lemigdash. Therefore, we don't make a remembrance of it outside the Beis Hamikdash all 7 days. It's enough just to do it one day, just to Shana Rabbah, we make a zikaron. But we don't have to do it all 7 days, because they didn't have this bizman. It's not midiraisa outside the Beis Hamikdash. Shashi Iker, Yoynecho Miyo Yesh Lo Sherish, Heis Bar the Lulav HaKol Ponim, one day is midiraisa. Avala Rovo, Ein Lo Shum Sherish Minatera Bigvulin. There's no mitzvah at all midiraisa Bigvulin. So therefore, we don't make his recurrence 7 days. Omer Eshlokesh, look, it's a new halacha now. Kahanim Bali Mumin, if you have a kohen, even though he's the Baal Mum, he has something wrong with his body, he's possible to do the regular avoida, but still, Nichnosin Bein Ulam Ulam Isbeach, Kadei Lotzeis B'Arova. In order to do this mitzvah of Arovis, on Sukkot, to hold the Arovis around the Mizbeach, he's allowed to go. Even though he goes all around the Mizbeach, and he has to go in the front part of the Mizbeach, which is between the Ulam, which is the Kodesh, and the Mizbeach. Like we know in the Mizbeach itself, Mizbeach Achitzim we're talking about, the outside Mizbeach, that was in the Chatzar. Now, in front of the Mizbeach, towards Marah, further up, was the Ulam. That's the beginning of the Kodesh. So usually you're not allowed to go between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, has special Kedusha to it. A person's not allowed to go there. Even a Kohen, a Baal Mum, is not allowed to go there. However, now on Sukkot, since he's allowed to do the Avoid of the Arovis, so he's allowed to walk there also. That's for Shlokesh Eschidish. Trashi Kahanim Bali Mumin. Afheim Doichkin V'nechnosim Lahakib Ragleim. They're allowed to push themselves and take the Arovis and walk around the Mizbeach. The Arovis B'yodim. They're holding the Arovis. Now, the Evshel Lahakib, you can't go around the Mizbeach. Shloyich Nesu Beinulim L'Mizbeach. If you're going around the Mizbeach, you have to go also in between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, because that's on the Marav, the west side of the Mizbeach, is that point between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Now, v'chol ha'shana, the whole year round, the locher is asurim likonei shom. A Baal Mum Kohen is not allowed to go there, because they are minim masechta kelim perek rishon. Ma'ashen kein now, on Sukkis, since he's doing the avoid of the Arovis, he's allowed to walk even in between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. Omalei Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan said back to Rish Lakish, Mi Yomro, like who said this? So Rashi says, Hashta Sagadaitech, Dochi Koma, Mi Yomro Shi Choyvo, Koma Losezbo, like who said the Chlal is the Choyv to take the Arovis? Like you said such a Loshin, that a Kohen Baal Mum could be Yotze, could they Losez? Mashmi as a Chiyiv, all the Karnam of a Chiyiv told the Arovis, and even a Kohen Baal Mum could hold it to be Mekayim his Choyv. Like who said there's a Chiyiv for the Karnam? All the Karnam have told the Arovis. Fred Gemara, Mi Yomro, Ho Iyu Oma, he himself said it. The Yomer Rabasi, Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Meishum Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Bekas Is Chursan, that Esther Natias, that we just learned before, Rabbi Yechanan himself was the one that said over that it's Midi Reis, it's Halacha L'Mashim Sinai, these three halachas of Esther Natias, these 10 young plantings, that you're allowed to plow the ground there for them, up until Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. Arava, the mitzvah to hold the Arava, take it around the Mizbeach, on Sukkis, is Halacha L'Mashim Sinai. V'nisach HaMayim, Halacha L'Mashim Sinai. So what are you asking back, Rabbi Yechanan? Who said it's a chiyuv? Told the Arovis on Sukkis. You yourself said it's halacha l'mashim mitzina. Like, what's your question? Resh Lakish says, a Baal Mum, a Kohen Baal Mum, has the right to hold the Arovis and to be mekayim his chiyuv. So Rabbi Yechanan is asking back, who said there's a chiyuv to hold the Arovis? What do you mean, who said there's a chiyuv? You yourself said there's halacha l'mashim mitzina here. So Mora says, Ella, what Rabbi Yechanan meant to ask back was like this. Ella miyomra v'netila. Who said the mitzvah Arovis is that you have to hold the Arovis and walk around the Mizbeach, and then there'll be a chiv upon any kohen that could do it? He'll be mechuyif to hold the Arovis. Dilma b'skifa. Maybe the whole mitzvah is not that you have to hold it. It's enough for one kohen to go there, and he'll be zokav. He'll stick up, put up the Arovis around the Mizbeach, and that's enough. Maybe there's no mitzvah you have to hold on to it. It's enough just b'skifa. So Drashi, Dilma b'skifa, the koyin echad zayfa. It's enough for one koyin to hold up, to stand up the arava. Ayidei akol, he'll do it for everybody. V'yein chayv akula, there's no such chiyuv upon every koyin to do it. Like that's the kasha. Why are you, Resh Lakish, saying, like even a koyin, a Baal Mum, could do this to be mekayim is chayv, mashm every koyin has a chiyuv to hold the aravas? No. Maybe the mitzvah aravas is for one koyin to stand up the aravas around the Mizbeach, and he does it for everybody. So if so, maybe there's no chiyuv upon everybody, just one kohen does it. That was the question. That's what the Yechanan asked back to Resh Lakish. Hey, duma v'skifa. And right, another question is, miyomra v'bali mumim, duma v'tmimim. Like, who said this is an avoida? Maybe the halacha, the avoida of Arava, is like any other avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. That you only need a kohen at a tam. You can't use a kohen that's a Baal Mum. If a kohen has something wrong with his body, one leg is too long, he's missing an arm, he can't do the avoida. So maybe for the mitzvahs are rovers also. The same way the halach l'mashim sin is to use a kohen, maybe who are the nidavku kohen, a tam, a pure, a whole kohen, not a kohen that's a Baal Mum? So that's two kashas on Resh Lakish. First of all, who said every kohen has the chiyuv to do it? And secondly, even if yes, who says the Baal Mumim could do it? Maybe only a tam could do it. So that's Rabbi Yechanan's two kashas to Resh Lakish. Itma, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chadoma, one says, Arova. That that we have a mitzvah now of Arovis that we do on Hashem Rabbah, Yisayid Nevi'im. One says it's at the corner of the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im were mistaken to do it. It's called the Yisayid Nevi'im. The Nevi'im made this takona. So it's Rashi, Yisayid Nevi'im hu, takonas Nevi'im Achreinim. This is a takona that the Nevi'im Achreinim told us to do it. Chagai, Zechari, Yamalachai, Shoyim, Minesakene, takonas Yisrael, Piyanshe, Knesset Agdela. They were part of the Anshe Knesset Agdela, so they made a takona that in Hashanah Rabbah, there's an Indian now to take the Arovis. That's what one says. The Chadoma one says, Arova minig Nevi'im. One says, no, it's not a Yisrael, it's not a takona. It's Tam only a minig. There's no real din to do it, like we learned before. The Arovis, there's no mitzvah in the rice outside the Beis Hamikdash. The only mitzvah is inside the Beis Hamikdash. So outside the Beis Hamikdash, like today, we don't have any Beis Hamikdash. There's no mitzvah in the rice. There's not even a mitzvah in the Rabbanon either. It's only a minig Nevi'im. The Nevi'im said it's a good minig to do. So Drashi minig means henhigu esom. They made a minig. That's a good thing to do. V'loy tiknu lehem. They didn't make a takana like you have to do it. It's not called a mitzvah in the Rabbanon. What's the difference? But a kohen is supposed to do it though. On a Shana Rabbah, you're supposed to take the Arovis. So what's the nafkamina if it's a takana? Or it's only a minig? The nafkamina, the loyboi bracha. Like we do now, we don't make a bracha on the Arovis. Because we hold it's only a minig Nevi'im. The lekul emeimah v'tzivonu. The afilu b'chlau le'sos ha'letzer. And since it's not a takon, it's not a chiv mit Rabbanon to do it, we can't make a bracha. Bishleim, if there's a mitzvah mit Rabbanon, you have a chiv to do it, we can say, Asher k'nishanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivonu. They will mesakel, they will mitzavra us to do it. But if it's only a minig, there's no v'tzivonu, we don't make a bracha. And that's why l'maisa today, when we do the Arovis on Hashanah Rabbah, we don't make a bracha. Because it's only a minig Nevi'im. See, that's the machlokes. One man the Yom says you would make a bracha, it's a takonis Nevi'im. And one says, no, it's only a minig Nevi'im. Tomorrow says, Testayim, I have a raya, the Rabbi Yechanan, who the Yom, Yisayid Nevi'im. Rabbi Yechanan is the one that says, yes, it's a takonis Nevi'im, it's Yisayid Nevi'im, and the male you should make a bracha on Hashanah Rabbah. The Yom Rabbi Avu, Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Arova, that we have a mitzvah to take the Arova, as you should know, Yisayid Nevi'im who. It's called the Yisayid Nevi'im Testayim, it's a good raya. It's not only a minig, but it's at the corner of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, the Anshe Knesset Gedolah, the Masakin, that everybody should take Arovis on the Shana Rabbah. Omar le Rab Zeru, le Rab Avuha, miyam Rabbi Yechanan Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yechanan said like this? Did Rabbi Yechanan really say it? That it's called the Yisayid Nevi'im? For the Gemara, the Yomar Rabbi Yechanan said, Mishum Rab Nechunya, Ish Bekas Beis Chorson, Esen Atiyas, Arovim, Nisach HaMayim, Halachul Mashim Sinai. His blood learned before, Rabbi Yechanan said it's a mitzvah of the right, it's a loch of Moshe Mitzinai, to take the Arov in the Beis Hamikdash. So Vayis says, the half a meaning was now, that the Yisayid Nevi'im is not the Pshat, it's the Yisayid Nevi'im now, Bizman Azir. It's the Yisayid Nevi'im Achlal, the whole mitzvah Arov, even in the Beis Hamikdash, that you put it around the Mizbeach, the half a meaning was, Rabbi Yechanan said it's only Yisayid Nevi'im. It's only the Anshek Nesak Dela was Mesakin to take the Arov to put them around the Mizbeach. So that's the Gemara's Kash, is that true? Rabbi Yechon himself said it's midiraisa. He says it's called halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's not stami yisayid Nevi'im. It was learned much before. It's by halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's a deraisa to do the arovis. So how could Rabbi Yechon himself say it's only yisayid Nevi'im? So the first more says, ishtoimim kishor. And he kept quiet for a second. He was astonished. He didn't know what to answer. Ishtoimim kishor chod. He kept quiet for a short time. The Yomer, and he said, the terrace is like this. Shachum. It's not true. But then it came out when they went into Bovel and to Golis after the Churban Abayis Rishon, they forgot about the mitzvah. And now by the Bayis Hamikdash Hasheni, that's when they reminded them again now to tell them about the mitzvah Rovo. So it's true. We're still both are talking about the Yisrael Nevi'im is going on in the Bayis Hamikdash by the Bayis Hamikdash Hasheni. The reason why they had their Rovos there was the Yisrael Nevi'im. I, Rabbi Yechanan, said it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. True, it's halacha. But they forgot about it. When they went into Golis, after the Churban of Bayis HaRishon, they forgot about it. And by the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, they had to have the Nevi'im to remind them. For the Gemara, is that true? Or miyam, Rabbi Yechanan Hochid, Rabbi Yechanan said like this, that mashmi after the Churban of Bayis HaRishon, when they went into Golis Bavel, they forgot the learning, they forgot the halachas, that you had to have later the Anshe Knesset Gedolah later to remind them, to teach them the halacha, is that true? Well, soon see, Rabbi Yechanan said no. Rabbi Yechanan said, Bizman, Klai Yisrael was in Golis Bavel, they knew the Torah ganz fein. They knew how to learn very good there. They didn't forget anything. But Yomar, Rabbi Yechanan said like this, Like he thought to say, Torah only belongs in Eretz Yisrael. But when he saw that Choshev Rabbonim came up from Babylon, he said, Yishnel, now I see that Torah even belongs in Babylon also. So Rashi says, there's a Gemara in Babylon come like that. Rashi says, Rav Kana, my son was Rav Kana Hoyo Mitamide Rav. Rav Kana was his Rebbe. Rav Kana was a Talmud of Rav. While Yechor, he was very smart. Rav Kana went to learn in Eretz Yisrael. Lefnei Rav Yechon, in front of Rav Yechon. His first Rav Kana was a Talmud by Rav in Bavel. And for sure, he got in trouble with the government. He had to skip town. So he ran away from Bavel, went to Eretz Yisrael to learn by Rav Yechon. Mach Masmar did Shahorag Liodim Echad. He killed a person and he had to run away. Because I mean about Perak Basa the Baba Kama. Now when Rav Kana was in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yechon used him a lot. Rav Yechon used to ask a lot of questions to Rav Kana. So after Rav Yechon saw that Rav Kana was so smart, he knew so much, and he only came from Bavon, so Rav Yechon told his other Talmidim from Eretz Yisrael like this. Rav Yechon told them, that Sofer Hayis, I used to think, Torah Shalachem, Torah belongs to us in Eretz Yisrael, Torah is our Torah. It didn't go into Golos in the Bavel. They don't know Torah in Bavel. But now I see now that the Torah attacker went to Golos Bavel also. Even though they went to Golos, Kitzav Yechon himself said he saw that the Torah went to Bavel Gansvain and they remember the Torah there. So last one, Rashi Alma, Svilu Rav Yechonen, Tlai Nishchakha Torah Begolos Bavel. See, Rav Yechonen holds that they did not forget the learning when they went to Golos Bavel. Adarabah, they knew how to learn very good there. And Adarabah, now when Rav Kana came back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yechonen had to use him. Rav Yechonen learned from him. So I call upon him to Kasha again to Rav Yechonen. How, what did Rav Yechonen first say? That the mitzvah Rovis is Aloch L'Moshim Yitzinai. So how come later on he said, Yishnoh, it's only Yisoy Neviim, it's only Atakonim and Neviim. The Yanshe Knesset HaGadol wasn't stuck on their Rovis. I had to see it. So my answer is like this. Like Kasha. About there's no Kasha here, like we said at the beginning. Kan V'Migdash. Kan V'Gvulin. About do the Rovis in the